Welcome once again to our program tagged Moment with the Gospel, and I am Baker State Praise. As usual, we have been discussing so many important and vital topics related and taught from the Gospel. It's a very good thing to share moments in the Gospel, with the Gospel especially. My peace I leave with you. This is from Jesus for you, and it's representing our topic, My Peace I Leave With You. Nothing tangible can be achieved in a chaotic atmosphere, organization, family or mind. This is why the peace of mind is very important. There are factors that can guarantee peace in life of an individual, particularly a child of God. The first is genuine salvation. Sin brought about the trouble that man encounters right from the Garden of Eden. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lions." Thus, whoever desires peace must seek the author of salvation, Jesus Christ. We see this in our memory verse for today, as well as in Matthew 11:28, in which Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Apart from being born again, John 3:5, we must learn the ways of the Lord. He had instructed us that we should take his yoke of meekness upon ourselves and learn it through him. Another thing we must learn is contentment. In 1 Timothy 6:6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Many people lack peace because they are not contented with what they have. It is unfortunate that many so-called children of God are guilty of this. They dabble in some ungodly acts just to gain the material things of this world. Believers must beware, as good as wealth is, it does not satisfy. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase, this also is vanity." We can obtain contentment by simply enjoying the blessings of God, who has given us the grace to live with him. As they come to us, those blessings, we ought to accept them and give thanks unto him. In the scripture, we see other factors necessary to obtain. Please, let us make sure that we are sharing and fellowshipping with the word of God, which is mighty and powerful enough to grant us knowledge about the peace of the Most High God. Shalom, shalom.